You want the Fashion 411. So, what are you wearing?
Greetings everyone on Fashionability. This is Emily Davison, and today I wanted to share with you a What Are You Wearing episode. But this one's going to be one with a little bit of a twist, because at the end I'm going to be inviting you guys to take part in a discussion which I think most of you will find very interesting. So let me first of all tell you a bit about what this episode is going to be about. Now, I recently was involved with a new campaign that's run by Scope, the UK's leading charity in disability, and it's called the Hashtag and the Awkward campaign. Now, what this basically is, it's a campaign that they ran last year and they're bringing it back this summer, and it's all about ending those awkward moments that can arise when non-disabled people talk to disabled people, and ending the stigma around disability and just ending the awkwardness around disability that can arise. And it's a really fun campaign, and it's basically one where everyone can get involved and share their awkward moments as a disabled person. I mean, even if you're not disabled and maybe you know someone who's disabled, you can still get involved with it too. And it's really a campaign to get the conversation started and to try and just end the awkwardness around disability. And I was invited to take part in the campaign as a disability advocate, along with some really amazing people this year, like Warwick Davis, Jack Binstead on the UK show Bad Education. There was loads of people involved this year, and I thought it would be fun to share with you all here on Fashionability what I wore for the event, but also how you can get involved with the campaign. So I'll first of all begin by telling you a little bit about my involvement in the campaign. Now, every person who was involved with this campaign was asked to share an anecdote, an awkward moment in their life that has arisen because of their disability. So my personal awkward moment that arose because of my disability was when I was out and about, as you do, and someone approached me and I asked them for directions because I was a bit lost. But instead of talking to me, they bent down and spoke to my guide dog instead. So that was what I was talking about in the campaign and in my personal shoot. And I had on an outfit for this, which was quite urban, quite laid back, but still represented my fashion sense and my style as a fashion blogger. So to begin with, I had on a pair of gold shoes, and they weren't very high heels, to be honest. They were Latino style gold shoes. They were from a company called Miss Elfire, and they were strappy. They strapped around the feet. They had a gold buckle at the top, and they were really, really pretty, to be honest. They were faux leather as well, and they're just very simple, very easy to wear, but yet they're still comfortable, but they still look very nice when you wear them with a dress or even jeans, for example. And I just wanted to add a little bit of height to my outfit, but I didn't want to be too over the top, because my shoot was supposed to be about me being out and about in my local area, just getting on with my life, and then this awkward moment happens, because it's capturing when it actually happened, which I would have been wearing the outfit I had on for this, so it made sense to be quite laid back. And then I had on a red dress, and it was semi-fitted, and it was quite gypsy style. And by this I mean it was a really nice, rich red, but then it had a white paisley pattern and sort of a vertical design going along it. And in the middle of the dress, it had like a panel of crochet going around it in the same red as the dress, which was really, really pretty, actually. It was sleeveless, it was a rounded neckline, and it was just very simple and easy to wear, and it looked great with the gold shoes. And then to add to that, I had on a denim jacket, and it was a light wash denim jacket, and I rolled the sleeves up. I made it look a bit casual, because like I said, it's just a very urban outfit and to capture what I was doing when this actually happened. And then compared with that, I had on a necklace. Now, it was a gold and faux diamante necklace. It was just basically like costume jewelry or junk jewelry, whatever you want to call it, and it had a tassel on the bottom. It was like a tassel made up of gold chain, and it had a little crystal in the top where the chains met up with the actual crystal, and that was just to add a little touch of boho to the outfit, which I thought was really cool. Then I also had on a bag. This bag was quite casual. It was a red bag. It was like a tote bag that you could grab. It had long straps. It had gold detailing to it. And that was from Michael Kors. I wanted to make it look like I was going out and about on my daily business, going to university perhaps, just doing the things I usually do. So I curled my hair, but I did a really loose curl. And I did the curls in alternate directions to make it look very soft and just very easy and just very simple. And then for my makeup, so I had on quite minimal makeup apart from my eyes. I had on a little bit of rose gold eyeshadow. and that was used from the palette Naked 3 by Urban Decay. I had on a very nude lipstick. I had just a really easy look. I had a bit of mascara. I went for a really simple neutral colour on the cheeks. I went for a rose pink colour on the cheeks. I blended it all very well. It was just supposed to be very natural looking, very easy, very simple. Just something that wouldn't be too harsh, because I was speaking about something quite poignant in my life, about a moment that's arisen because of my disability, so I did not want my outfit or my makeup to speak for me, so I went for something as simple but still as stylish as I possibly could. So I feel that this outfit met me halfway, because adding the denim jacket and the boxy bag that I had on really just made the outfit look very simple and very easy and just very subtle, but yet the heels added that little touch of style to it, and I just think it met halfway really, because it wasn't too over the top but it wasn't too casual, and I was very happy with what I was wearing for that day actually. So to end this boo, I really want to ask you guys to get on board Fashionability's Twitter, Facebook page, or any other social links that we have, and to come on board and to share your awkward moments with us and to really get the conversation started. Now this could be any awkward moment you can think of, either as you personally as a disabled person, or you as a friend or a family member of a disabled person. We just really want you to come on board and to share your comments and your experiences with us, and if you do, remember to hashtag them under the hashtag end the awkward, all one word. And if you want to, you can also tag Scope on Twitter at Scope. We'll put all the links below how you can get involved and share your awkward moments, as well as their website where you can get more information about it. And it'll be really great to see what you guys have to say about it, and if you've got any experiences of your own to share, we'd really be interested to hear them. If you've got any questions about our shows or anything we do, you can email us at fashionabilitychannel@gmail.com. That's fashionabilitychannel@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter under @inclusivestyle. You can find us on Facebook under Fashionability Channel, or you can go onto our blog www.fashionabilitychannel.wordpress.com. Thank you very much for listening today, guys. I hope to hear your awkward moments. Have a fashionably fabulous day. Goodbye for now.